states, for fermions like electrons, we need to use the Fermi function. And the Fermi function is written here. It's one for any energy underneath the chemical potential. This mu is called the chemical potential. And if you can just keep going to minus infinity with the Fermi function. For any energy beneath the chemical potential, it goes to one. At the chemical potential, it's a half. For energies far above the chemical potential, it goes to zero. And for finite temperatures in between, it has this smooth transition where it goes through a half at the chemical potential and then goes down to lower energies. And we now need to use the Fermi energy to tell whether a state is occupied or not. And when we calculate something like the internal energy is going to be the energy times the number of states at that energy times the probability that that state is occupied, which will be told to us by the Fermi function. And a complication with the Fermi function is that it's got this chemical potential in it. So unless we know the chemical potential, we can't use it. So the first thing we have to figure out is what